Good morning, you guys. It is Amanda here at KSLM Radio, and on the phone with me, I have Craig. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I am so good. So you have a knife show coming up. Can you go into detail on what that entails?
Well, we have the largest club knife show in the country.
In the country?
There are a couple of larger shows like the Blade Show, but that's more of a manufacturer's show. But as far as club shows, we have the largest, longest running show in the United States.
Wow. That's something to be proud of and impressed with.
It is. It's really been kind of a labor of love over the years, and it's gotten to the point where people just look forward to it. It's a great atmosphere, and lots of times they have gun and knife shows, but if you've never been to just a knife show, this is the one to come to, because it's almost sensory overload.
Really?
It's almost too much to see in a day. It's the entire exhibit hall at the Lane Events Center.
Oh, wow.
We've got, we have 360 tables sold for this year.
Whoa.
And it's a big show.
That's a lot of tables, actually. That's a huge amount. So do you know off the top of your head what some of those booths will be showcasing?
It runs the gamut in cutlery. Our club phrase is anything that goes cut. And we have people from all over the world attend our show. Knife makers, sword makers, we have suppliers, custom makers, some manufacturers and dealers. And it's really anything you could imagine in the world of cutlery.
Okay. And you guys do this once a year?
Yes. We also have a smaller show in December. Also at the Lane County Fairgrounds. That's about 80 tables, and we're going to increase that amount this coming December.
Okay. So if somebody wanted to attend your guys' event, where would they go for more information?
You could go to OregonKnifeCollectors.com. It will lead you to our website, and you can find information on past shows and club knives, award knives, which is a big draw for our show. Around the perimeter of the room,
I'm going to have to cut you off, Craig. We're going to go to break, and then we'll come right back.
Okay.
All right,
okay.
We'll be right back. Good morning, you guys. It is Amanda Smith, and on this phone with me, I have Craig, and you guys have your 47th knife show coming up this weekend. And we were talking on our last break a little bit about some of the vendors that will be attending. Can you dive a little bit more into that?
Well, we have a wide variety of vendors. We have companies that sell knife-making supplies, grinding belts, steel, handle materials, leather. We have the Oregon Leather comes. True Grit comes from California, which is a very large knife supplier. It's hard to explain if you haven't been to it. There
right.
is so much to see and so much to learn here. And it's for first timers, it's really amazing, because we have collectors that have antique knives, so people have knives that are family heirlooms.
Oh, wow.
They can have them appraised, learn some history.
Cool. So people can bring in their own family heirloom knives to have them looked at and appraised and learn about them?
Yes.
Wow.
Because we have some people that are very knowledgeable that come from around the country that have been in this business, you know, most of their adult lives.
Yeah.
And are very knowledgeable and can give people insight into what they have, and it's pretty fascinating.
Okay, so I have a quick question for you, and this may be a hard, tricky one, but out of all of your shows and all of the knives that you've come across, what is your most favorite knife? You're like, I love them all, that's why I put these shows on.
That's almost impossible to answer.
Fair enough.
I've been fascinated with knives since I was a little boy, and I've been a knife maker for almost 30 years.
Oh, wow.
And so it's hard to, I mean, I have different styles that I like and different makers, but it's tough to pick out one individual knife.
Okay, then let me hit you with this. What is your favorite thing about your knife shows?
The atmosphere. It's more of a family atmosphere. It's, you know, people see each other once a year, and it's a chance to see old friends and meet new friends. And it's just a great get together. There's a lot of commercial shows that are, you know, they're all about the money. And mm-hmm. granted, everybody likes to make money, but it's, even if you don't at our show, I mean, I had my best show last year, but even if I hadn't, it's just seeing all the people again
yeah.
that all have come and are like-minded.
I like that, the atmosphere, that it's just kind of a family vibe and that it's you're bringing people together that have a common interest. And so in that, I'm sure people probably walk away with friendships that they didn't walk in with and just...
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's I like that. It's kind of like a whole family. All right.
It is. And you can feel it in the air. It's just everybody's excited. It's electric at the beginning of the show.
Just a lot of positivity and happiness and just a whole mood, huh?
Very much so.
Oh, I love that. Okay, well, we're going to take a quick break really quick, and then we're going to come back in a half hour. So stay tuned, you guys. We'll be right back. Hey guys, it's Amanda Smith, and we are back again. I've got Craig on the line, and we are just talking knives, knives, knives. You guys have your upcoming show this Saturday. Is it both days? Saturday and Sunday? Yes. Okay. And it is at
13th and the 14th.
13th and the 14th, and it's at Lane County Expo Center?
Yeah, at the Lane Event Center at the fairgrounds.
Perfect. Okay, and you guys are going to have some demonstrations going on. Can you tell me more about those?
I can. Over the course of Saturday, we have demonstrations running almost all day. We have a rope cutting competition, which is a big part of the knife world. It's cutting a thick hanging rope in one slice is the goal.
Okay.
And it's part of the American Bladesmith Society challenge to become a master smith.
That's really cool. And do they make their own knives to cut with?
Yes.
Yes.
And there's rules, a blade between 10 and 14 inches long. And, you know, we have safety precautions. People wear shafts like you'd wear for a chainsaw. So if you cut off a rope, you don't cut yourself, safety glasses, things like that. But it's pretty exciting to see. And then we have demonstrations on scrimshaw and engraving and martial arts, and a friend of mine is doing a demo on spark testing, where you put different pieces of steel to a belt grinder, and you can learn a lot by the sparks that come off these pieces of steel, what types of steel they are.
Oh.
And it's very informative. And we have knife sharpening demonstrations, things like that are just fascinating.
My apologies.
Go ahead.
If somebody wanted to bring in their knives, like let's say they've got just their favorite knife that they bought from one of your other shows and it's been a few years, can they bring their knives in to have them sharpened by the people there?
We typically don't offer sharpening per se, but a demonstration on how to sharpen knives. Equipment used, things like that.
Okay, perfect. Well, we're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll have more. All right, stay tuned, you guys. Good morning, you guys. It is Amanda, and on the phone with me is Craig, and we are still talking knives. So when we spoke earlier, you had mentioned that your daughter was going to have a booth there as well. So is this something that you guys have done together?
Well, my daughter's been coming to the show since she was about 8 years old. She's 31 now.
Okay.
And over the years, she has helped me in the shop get ready for shows. And as she got a little older, when she was 13, she won the award for Best Junior Maker.
That's awesome.
It's a pretty big accomplishment. And she had a write-up on that knife in Blade Magazine, which is the world's foremost knife publication.
Wow.
And about 9 years ago, she got into custom leather work and just does incredible work. It looks like she's been doing it for 40 years, all kinds of things. But as a knife maker, it's really great to have a custom sheath maker.
Yeah, those kind of sometimes go hand in hand, don't they?
Yeah, and she's gotten quite a bit of recognition for the quality of her work and the design. And for this show, she's been working full-time in the knife shop getting ready, and I couldn't have done it without her. I'm having shoulder surgery this week, and she's been invaluable in finishing blades and handles and things like that. And so she'll have a table right next to mine demonstrating her leather work and her own knives that she's designed and finished. And so it's kind of a family thing.
Yeah, I love that. I bet you're so proud.
I'm very proud of her and her skill and her dedication to the craft.
Yeah. So you said you'll have a booth next to her. What will we expect to find at your booth?
Knives.
Knives, knives, and knives.
Yeah, I'll have custom knives for sale and some pieces out of my collection that will be up for sale. And that's the thing about our show is you can, if you look careful, you can find those treasures that you've always wanted for your collection.
Oh, yeah, I bet. So we have about a minute and 20 seconds left. Is there anything else that you would like to touch on to encourage our listeners to come down and see you guys? I know that KSLM, me and my co-host will be down there Saturday. We'll be going live for a whole hour from 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. So I encourage you guys all to come down and say hello. But yeah, in our last minute, do you have anything else you'd like to say?
Yeah, I could talk about, we have a silent auction.
Oh, okay.
And the displays around the perimeter of the room where people bring in their collections of, say, World War II theater knives or swords, things like that, that are a really big draw for our show. And we have knife makers. Every year we choose a pattern for a knife, and we ask 12 to 14 knife makers in the club to finish those knives over the course of the year. They're given back to the club, and then the displays around the room are judged on a points basis, and the knives are awarded to those display holders.
That's awesome. Well, thank you so much, Craig. I appreciate you coming on and chatting with me. One more time, can you give your guys's what days you'll be open and the hours?
We will be open for club members and table holders. We're open all day Friday. But to the public, we're open all day Saturday and Sunday.
Awesome. All right. Well, you have a blessed day, and I will see you on Saturday.
Thank you very much.
Bye-bye.